Senator, the budget bill just passed. Can you tell me a little bit about that and why you voted the way you did?
Yes. Let me first compliment the bipartisan effort and the governor's office for a job well done in difficult times with huge structural deficits. And we're able to come up with a budget that we think will accommodate everyone in the state. Some of the highlights are, of course, the education funding, which is important on all levels. We still have work to do in the charter schools. There's still things we can do in the fall to deal with the partnership we want to create with public education, because right now the charter school process, as the statute identifies, is still withdrawing the taxpayers. When we see local school taxes go up, it's because that partnership has not been fully developed. Not that they're both not doing a great job, but this budget addresses some of those issues. The streamlining of government by the governor has done a great job the last 2 years, streamlining some of the agencies in state government without creating job loss and without cutting any services to the public. The most recent licenses for marijuana growing and dispensaries is historical in the state of Pennsylvania. It's going to be an economic generator in many areas of the Commonwealth. The fight on opioids is important. There's money in the budget to do that. There are many of us in the General Assembly that have bills that address such things as mandatory recovery, because clinically we know now that 30 days isn't enough. So we had to put money in the budget to make sure we continue these studies so that we can stop this horrible disease.
Thanks, Senator. And where do we go from here in regards to the budget?
Well, of course, next week we're going to address the revenue side. There's discussions about some long-term borrowing. And that's things we often do in government. We have to fill a structural deficit that exists. We should do that in the same bipartisan way. And every time we do this, we have to be mindful of what it means to the taxpayers. And in addition, be mindful to the folks that are relying on us to provide revenue for services that they require, whether it be the youth, the seniors, those with disabilities. And also, in addition to all of that, we have to be job friendly. We have to be small business friendly. We have to be more competitive with other states. And I think we're on our path to doing that. Because if we get small businesses engaged, that creates jobs, that builds up the economy, and we can do more things for more people.